702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Very good morning to you, Kabazela.
Good morning to you, Belle.
I loved this. I loved this video. This teacher getting his class ready for their class pictures. Tell us about it.
Loved this. So it's that time of the year where you've got to take your class photos. So one by one, each of these kids comes up to their teacher. And then he takes some moisturizer, face moisturizer, and he rubs it on their face. And he's really, you know, trying to make them look really nice and taking a lot of effort. And there's so much care. And you can see the love that this teacher has for his students. And then, you know, one by one, they go up and they line up and they take their photo, right? And then it got me thinking about especially, let's say, men and grooming, right? Who taught you to, you know, your grooming skincare? And maybe you don't even have one, because I have a lot of friends who don't even put a little drop of moisturizer on their faces. They'll just, you know, get up in the morning, they'll shower with soap, and then on they go with their day. And even when I see guys at the golf course, they don't even put sunscreen on their faces, right? So I remember as a young lad, my mom and my sister, I used to watch them, you know, daily with their moisturizing, you know, skin regime and all that kind of stuff. And then slowly but surely, I started putting on moisturizer. And then later, much later now, I've got this like amazing routine that my missus has taught me. I put on vitamin C in the morning. I put on retinol at night. So I've got this nice skincare regime, right? So, who taught you about grooming as a youngster, and especially taking care of your face? Because I think a lot of men don't. I mean, Bongles, I imagine you have a bit of a routine.
Yeah, I do try.
Yeah,
I remember my mother had one of those. You know those, and I don't know if you grew up in this in the same way in your household, Kabazela, but she had those. Three mirror dressing tables.
Yes.
Right? You know, remember those three mirror dressing?
What do you can see every angle of your face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she would sit at those three mirror dressing tables, and there'd be the center one, of course, and the others would be pulled to make sure she doesn't miss out an angle. And it would be this whole routine of cleansing and toning and moisturizing and the night cream and all of that.
Yes.
And interestingly, it wasn't genderized for me. So that I didn't grow up thinking this was a woman thing to do. And so when I grew older, I started using different products. I'm very proud of the other thing I'm particularly keen on is not necessarily always using expensive products. So I've got that L'Oreal men's range. That's the one I use. And it's got everything from aftershaves to, you know, obviously the moisturizers and the toning and the cleansing and all of that sort of stuff. But maybe let's put it out there, right? Especially for the men. I mean, I think women, it's kind of standard, I suppose.
Yes.
But for the men, do you take care of your skin? And who taught you about grooming? That'd be fantastic to find out. Are you somebody who's particular about your skin, sunscreen? I also know, and I wonder if, here's that word, race comes into it, right? Dark skins get quite ashy quite quickly, and I suspect that isn't necessarily true for you, is it? Kabazela?
Well, I mean, you get a lot of white skin, and I'm only talking about men here. You can get a lot of sun damage. Yeah? You get a lot of these like dark spots and stuff on your face.
Sure.
So, I mean,
that's a sunscreen thing. That's not because you didn't put moisturizer. I don't think I've never seen an ashy white person. Whereas
I don't know what ashy is. I don't know what you
that's
mean.
Exactly. Okay,
I'm a bit confused.
You've made my point. Our skins look very grayish, and they look like you've had ash rubbed all over you if you don't put on moisturizer. The darker your skin does. Okay. So it's a big thing for black skins to moisturize.
Right.
It's a big thing for us. So there we go. You learn something new every day. Kabazela. All right, let's talk about this young boy singing a song to his mom.
Oh, this is so cute. And I mean, I must say I got a tear in my eye watching it. So it's a school play, and this youngster decided to sing a love song to his mother. And if you think about it, your mother is the first woman that will love you, and your mother is the first woman that you will love. and you'll just have that amazing bond for the rest of your days with your mom. So he sings this song to you, and this is a couple of lyrics because it's in Spanish. So he says, "When I look at your eyes, they smile at me. When I hold your hands and they comfort me. When the morning breaks is when I love you most." It's just such a beautiful, simple little words. Aww. And he was singing, and he was sign language. His mother's obviously deaf, and he was singing with his to his mother, but he was doing sign language. And then the whole school just joined in and was singing along with him. But take a listen. Let's play about 10 seconds of this beautiful song, Bongos.
Raises the question for me, Do you come from a family where you tell each other you love each other? And I'll give you an example. I wasn't raised that way. I tell my kids this all the time, and we tell it to each other all the time. But it's not something I could ever say, let's say, to my mother. It's just we didn't grow up that way. It would feel so strange. KG, so, right?
Yeah. You would feel strange saying to your mom, I love you.
Yeah, it's just no.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Didn't grow up like that. KG, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I love you.
To your mother?
Yeah, never.
Never? Jeez, I always, every
you
day.
You always did,
I say to my mom, yeah.
All right, tell us about
it. But if you go hug your mom this morning, or just give her a phone call and tell her that you love her.
All right, Kabazela, in the next life. That's what's gone viral.
Hi. About the saying love you to your parents, I'm not sure if it's a culture thing, but I was brought up an Afrikaans household, and I agree with Bongani. I actually cannot say I love you to my parents. It is very weird. I say constantly I love you to my husband and my kids, but I can't say I love you to my parents.
Completely agree with you, Bongani. I do not say I love you to my parents or my siblings. Funny enough, my girlfriend finds it weird because she doesn't just say I love you to her mom. She also kisses her mom and her siblings, and she finds it completely normal. I'm just like, what? No chance.
Good morning, Bongani, and your team and the 702 listeners. My name is Khatile from the East Rand. Our mothers, I grew up in that family also, and that generation, because the generation now, I say that to my kids and they say back to me that I love you, mom. But our days, I can imagine now, if I had said to my mother now, just that she's passed on, mom, ke o rat natlor ubatlang king o na le bothata, are you in trouble, washwa, are you dying now, you know, those are the questions that they would ask. But yes, it's a wonderful thing to do now that we, you know, given an opportunity to be parents. And yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Good morning, Bele. You, I'm like KG, the technical producer. When my mother was still alive, I couldn't say I love you to her. Like, I couldn't. I felt weird. I felt weird. You know, so yeah, I grew up in a family where we do not, you know, show affection, tell someone I love you. So I must cage you on this one. It's Kayen Katlehong.
So Bongani Tato from Brit. My mom used to tell us she loves us all the time. And I think that thing grew on us because even now we know how to tell each other we love each other. We know how to tell, and how to tell my kids I love them. Without expecting anything. I know some people would go, this is so weird. Like, we kissed our mother good morning and good night. And sadly, my mom passed away last year. So, but it's one of the things that you actually miss, to say, I love you, mom, you know.
I wonder if you regret it. You know, I wonder if you regret it when your parent has passed and they're no longer there for you to say the words. Yes, I know that, you know, we both show each other.
Yeah.
But they show you, you show them. So that's a given. It's not that people doubt, right? It's not that they doubt that you do, right? Whether you say it or not. But just hearing it, That must still count. Where's right? The count? That must still count. Leon, you're in Midrand. You don't say it.
No, morning, Bogdani. So I'm like you. I do say it with my kids, but I'm like you growing up. So I'm 43. My mom's 80. She's never told me she loves me. But the interesting thing you said, which I feel that way too, you said I craved it. So
yeah.
For me, that says, never mind the generational, the timing of our parents, I almost feel they should have known better. Because my kids, we say I love you to each other throughout the house like 5-6 times a day. It's normal now. Every day it happens. So when I think back to my childhood, I wonder how my parents never said it. It's so weird now when I think back.
But hang on, Leon. Should they have known better? Because why did I crave it? Maybe I craved it because I saw other kids experience. I mean, I remember my best friend when I was growing up. He not only heard it from his parents. I remember he used to kiss his dad on the lips. And this chap is as straight as an arrow. So, I mean, that had nothing to do with anything, right? But that's the kind of affection he grew up with. And maybe I craved it, not because my parents should have known better. It was because that's what I was seeing other people do and in their homes. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that was our tradition.
No, sure. But so I grew up in an Indian household, right? My wife is exactly the same age as me. And in her household, also Indian, it was completely normal.
Yeah.
So she looks at me and she thinks there's something wrong with my mom and me as a child that we never did it. So I believe it's absolutely the right thing to do. And when I think back on my childhood, I think it's so strange that my parents didn't teach us that.
All right, Leon, appreciate the call. So we've had somebody from an Afrikaans background. We've had somebody from an Indian background. A number of us from the black background who didn't say it. But at least what we're all saying is that going forward, we're saying the words to our children. Buitumelo, you want to talk about what we should do with racists?
Yeah, for me, Bongs, is the injustices that these racist parents do to their children and this circle of friends and their children, grandchildren, because they're going to grow up like that. And unfortunately, unlike us that grew up during apartheid and tolerating them, our kids will not tolerate this. And they actually should do time. They should do time in jail for doing this, because this is degrading. This is it's actually painful. We've gone through this, and I just think that this reconciliation is only coming from one side, from black people, and people are resisting. So this is not an isolated case. People are, when they're having braai, when they're having dinner, this is what they talk about.
Yeah. Because then maybe what you're also saying with Dumelo is that if people know there are consequences to those words, they'll make sure not to teach it to their kids, right?
Exactly.
All right, with Dumelo, appreciate your call in West Dean. There, Nandipa, you're in Midrand. You want to talk about showing affection to your parents? Go ahead.
Yes, Bongani. So I was just saying that for me, I'm 27, and I find that my dad always would. If he sees me, he'll kiss me and hug me and say, I love you. On the phone, he'll call me an angel and all of that. He's very affectionate. And that is like the weirdest thing for my family, like my aunts and uncles and my cousins. Every time they see that, they'll be like, you're a big girl. why does your dad treat you like a little child? Why does he have to kiss you? Or they'll make such a big deal of it. Like if I'm in the house, and my dad's coming in the house, everyone will carry and say, look, he's going to kiss you.
Listen, Nandipa, I'm like your dad. You know, my daughter is 13, but I promise you she'll be 48. And if I'm still alive, she'll still be my little princess. I will still be as affectionate as ever. I'm totally on the same team as your dad. Enjoy it, Nandipa. Enjoy it whilst you still have it. Yeah. Appreciate that call, Nandipa in Midrand.
702. WhatsApp Bongani on 072.
702-1702.
Bongani, thanks. You know, you just made me reflect on these words, I love you. I say it all the time to my children. And I realized that I started saying it to my mother when I had children. And it became a thing. I, you know, just this morning we've got a family group with my cousins, and this morning I sent them a message that just says Ndinthanda nonke makhaya. So it's a big thing for me to say it and show it as well. But yeah, I love you is important to say and show. Thanks, Ntabise.
Morning, Bongs. Morning, 702 listeners. You know, Bongs, growing up in rural areas and stuff like that, we were never taught such things like saying, I love you, mom. You're going to be in trouble for that. Like, in a very big trouble. You look like a weak boy if you say such things, you know. Like, even your dad, he can just like, just gonna beat you up. Or your mom can just say, I'm gonna tell you about dad. It was just a tough things to say, you know. We never said such things. No way.
Completely agree with you, Bongani. I do not say I love you to my parents or my siblings. Funny enough, my girlfriend finds it weird because she doesn't just say I love you to her mom. She also kisses her mom.
Hi, Bongani. Lucretia here. To say I love you to your parents is not necessarily a cultural thing, but I also think it depends entirely on the parent. I find it easier to tell my dad that I love him than I do my mom, purely because I've got a better relationship with my dad. My daughter and I tell each other all the time that we love each other. I mean, she's 33, and we still never end a conversation or even a text when we go, you know, stop chatting by a text, without saying I love you. So I think it depends entirely on the parent.
Yeah, you've got to create that, right? You've got to. We were driving from school just last week, and my daughter just grabbed my hand. And she said, you know, Dad, I really love you.
Oh, my gosh.
But like, I really, really, actually really love you. It was just, I mean, we say it all the time, but there was such an intention behind how she said it last week that it was just, do you know what I mean? Did you grow up with a lot of that affection, that type of affection being a, because I think maybe the thing we must be clear about, it isn't necessary. I mean, it can be, but it isn't necessarily about love, right? It's actually affection. That's really what we're talking about. For most people, you were loved whether you were told so or not, right? But it's the affection we're actually talking about.
Yeah, so my mom, I mean, to this day, always tells us how much she loves us. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt. And I think I'm blessed because I think there are a lot of people whose parents don't tell them that they love them. And I'm just so fortunate. My dad never said, I love you, because it wasn't in his vocab, because he had never heard it from his parents, because I think people grew up in harder times than us. And it just wasn't something you said, it was something you did. So did I ever deny my dad's love for me? No, absolutely not. I was so loved, but he never, I think he said it to me twice my whole life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The love question, I mean, obviously there are exceptions, but for most people, we're not doubting whether we were loved or not. It's just the affection. And how much does it mean to you to hear it, right? To hear it even now, how much does it mean to you to hear it? Let us know.